This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. With that, Lionel Merthel joins us. He's the new special agent in charge of the New Orleans FBI field office. Lionel, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, sir.
Welcome to our fair city. You have extensive experience throughout the FBI and in a period of time. Tell us a little bit about your history and your works in the FBI.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I am originally from Miami, Florida. Began my career with the FBI in St. Louis, Missouri. While I was in St. Louis, I was working violent crimes, major offenders. So that's bank robberies, kidnappings, fugitives, murder for hires, crimes against children, and then had an opportunity to be a member of the SWAT team while I was out there. Then after a couple of years of working there, I moved to New York, transferred to New York, where I initially worked criminal human intelligence, part of our intelligence program, and then moved to the Safe Streets Gang Task Force, working gangs and drugs. So I had a phenomenal time in New York before moving again to the Washington, D.C. area to go to FBI headquarters. And that was my first experience in on the national security side working international terrorism. So primarily focusing on our terrorism threats here in the U.S. It did that for a while before moving into the Washington field office to take over the Joint Terrorism Task Force there, and had a great time there, and did a couple different major investigations there, and also had the opportunity to supervise a squad that dealt with the overseas investigations that we deal with, primarily in the Middle East. And then moved to headquarters to spend time as in the director's office as the chief of staff for our associate deputy director. He's our number three. So I was his chief advisor, and he's responsible for the running of the organization. He's like the chief operating officer. So the budget, the facilities, human resources, training, all the above. And that's where I was before having this great opportunity to move to New Orleans.
Well, Lionel, they've thrown you into the fire a whole host of times. This could very well seem like a vacation before it's all said and done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. New Orleans is one of those sought-after locations. Great people, great culture, and just happy to be here. And it's it's a wonderful, definitely a wonderful opportunity.
So, what do you see as if you look at recent threat assessments, which I know y'all evaluate all the time, what do you see as one of the biggest challenges here?
I think that, like any major city, there's always an issue with violent crimes. I know, you know, statistically it shows violent crimes has you know, decreased over the last couple of years. But, you know, our community, we still feel the effects of the crime that's still happening around us. So violent crimes is always an issue and always going to be one of the priorities. And when we talk about that as in terms of priority, it's a priority in terms of identifying and prioritizing, you know, the most impactful places where we can affect, you know, the criminal elements to really make that impact on our community, whether it's those that are trafficking illicit drugs or, you know, harmful weapons or, you know, actually committing acts of, you know, armed violence. Another area is, you know, what we're seeing with the increased threat in cyber, you know, whether it's cybersecurity threats, individual crimes facilitated in the cyber realm, the frauds that are occurring on the cyber side, but just you're seeing just an uptick and an increase in just the use of technology to enhance the criminal element. And of course, you know, the public corruption, civil rights is always a priority as well across the nation for the FBI. Just making sure that for the majority of people that are elected to serve and that choose to serve, volunteer to serve, that they are doing the right thing. But for those who betray the trust of the public, we do make sure that we're there to hold them accountable.
Internally, Lionel, I mean, there's been a number of challenges that are talked about across the country relative to human capital, you know, the number of police officers that we're able to hire and keep employed. What's been the experience with the FBI?
I think the FBI, like anyone else, has seen its fair share of the struggles of just trying to maintain talented individuals. And attract talented individuals. I think everyone is competing for the same group. But I think, you know, we've done pretty well, especially what we've seen is during the COVID times, especially on the agent side, we actually saw an increase in the number of applications that we were receiving and people that are applying to be in the FBI. But, you know, there are still areas where it's still a challenge for everyone, specifically when it comes to anything related with information technology and of our computer sciences, you know, very technical skills where, you know, we are competing against, you know, those tech companies and, you know, the other organizations out there that are pretty attractive to some of the young talent out there.
So you joined the FBI in 2008. What have you seen that has changed from 08 to 2024 as it relates to the menu of things that you guys investigate?
I think, you know, even in the time that I've been in, I've just seen really an evolution and just a sophistication of the threat and just how there's just really no boundaries in terms of, hey, this is a solely cyber threat or solely criminal threat. You're seeing crossover sometimes where it may be individuals who conduct, you know, violence from a gang standpoint who may also be involved in fraud or vice versa. And you just see an overlap and an increase in just the sophistication of the tools that are used to affect the criminal activity.
So our criminals are not monolithic. I mean, they're cross-pollinating across all kinds of crime fields, right?
Absolutely.
And I guess that does that tend to increase the complexity of your investigative work as well?
It does, and that's part of the reason why we try and stay ahead of it by, number one, attracting, you know, the high-speed candidates and individuals to bring the innovation and bring the diversity of thought into how we conduct our investigations, but really, you know, focusing on not really resting on our laurels, right? We've had tremendous success and you know, some failures over the years, and whether it's the successes or failures, there's opportunities to learn from either one, and I think that's something that we've really, really pushed and strived for over the years. And our director, Director Ray, you know, has four elements that he really focuses on: is people, processes, partnerships, and innovations. And that innovations piece is really that's what drives trying to stay ahead of the threat.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and I'm so glad that you mentioned failures, because if you didn't have failures, it pretty much probably indicates that we're not doing anything, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
The more you do, the more likely you are to have to experience a failure. And that's why, you know, at the sheriff's office, I used to tell folks, don't fear it, embrace it. You know, you learn from it, as you just pointed out.
Absolutely. I mean, you know very well that after every major operation, as a member of the SWAT team, after every major operation, we do what's called a hot wash or an after action. Whether it was successful or not, we were going to do an after action. And 9 times out of 10, it's not necessarily to high-five each other and say how well we've done, but, hey, what worked, what didn't work, what could we have done differently, what didn't we expect, what are some areas of improvement. So sometimes it's just embracing it, because at the tail end of that is the wisdom that comes from, you know, embracing that failure.
So in one of the obviously touchstone hot topics here over the last 3 to 4 years has been domestic terrorism. As it relates to this area and from a threat assessment perspective, do we really see a lot of that activity in this area?
We do see it in this area, as well as, you know, multiple areas across the nation. But it's something that we found to be present in almost every jurisdiction that we have within the FBI, all 56 field offices. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, you have individuals and threats that just cross-pollinate from one to another, and that's domestic terrorism is one of those threats that you see where it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily come in one form, and it doesn't necessarily stay in one box.
I know recently there's been a recognition by your office of an anti-corruption watchdog agency to receive the 2023 FBI Director's Community Leadership Award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So every year, the FBI recognizes a partner that helps us across the nation with combating crime and really enforcing the mission of the FBI of protecting the American public. So each office nominates a partner, and they're recognized by our director Christopher Ray at a ceremony. And so that this year, that ceremony will happen next week. And you know, the nomination for this year was the New Orleans Metropolitan Crime Commission, the MCC. They've been around, and they've been a tremendous partner for 72 years. And they're a nonprofit, privately funded citizens organization that really is focused on being a conduit for the public to report wrongdoing. And so they work alongside, you know, those partners out there to really assist where they can and really combating corruption and, you know, any other priority matters within the metropolitan area.
Yeah, as you know, we have them on our show every Monday to talk about the most recent happenstances, both at the federal, state, and local level, and focus on a lot of the strategies deploy and successes and failures of same. And they have really become a phenomenal, robust player in accountability in the public corruption area, working with the respective IGs, inspector generals, as well as the FBI, local law enforcement, and others. And I got to commend you guys for recognizing their efforts, because they do a lot, and they provide a lot of data that it's hard for the average citizen to get their hands around.
Absolutely. They do a phenomenal job, and I know they have a tremendous team when it comes to their research program. They're, really every single member of their team just operating on all cylinders. But they've been a great partner over the years.
So I guess you've had a chance to get your feet wet here, literally and figuratively.
Absolutely.
You got a little taste of flooding, I'm sure, out there your way by the FBI field office yesterday. How's it gone so far for you?
It's been going great. Like I mentioned earlier, the New Orleans field office is one of those offices that is really, really has a tremendous reputation across the FBI, just not just for the great work that our people are doing here, but really just, the attitude and the drive that, every single member of this team exhibits. You walk in, you really feel the culture, the family atmosphere, really the drive to, protect the members of our community, because we live here, So the biggest thing is, you'll hear us say multiple times, like, we're here, we care, and we're listening. We are members of this community, and we take great pride in just making sure we protect, those that we are entrusted to protect.
Well, if I may be so bold as to suggest, your plans for this weekend, definitely get out to French Quarter Fest. I think you'll enjoy it. If you love music and you love food, you're going to find no better place to be this weekend in New Orleans for sure.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, I've heard great things that this would be my first, so absolutely.
Final thoughts?
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you for the opportunity. I know you have some great, great partners that you typically have on as speakers, and it's an honor to share the stage with you and them.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate your service and the service of the men and women of the Department of Justice, FBI, and all of the federal partners that I grew to enjoy spending time with when I was at the sheriff's office. And we thank you again.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for your service as well.
All right, that's Lionel Myrtle, the special agent in charge of the New Orleans FBI field office. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.